This is Davinston.
Alrighty, it is time. We haven't played this game in ages, have we, Joe?
No.
No.
Joe's gathering stuff over there. He's very.
You got a pen?
Yeah. There you go.
Mission Control needs a pen.
Mission Control. All right. So, do we even have the fucking? Do we have a jingle for God or Lover, Joe?
I don't remember.
Oh no!
All right, Joe. I look for this.
This is one of your more popular games.
What God or Lover is that when before we even did the radio, when Davin and I would go on the road, we would play a song on. There was a song come up on the radio, and we'd be pretty much like in the Midwest, you know, and there's a lot of religious stations there down south, and they would play a song, a country song, and we would have to decide in a second if it was about God or if it was about a lover. So we actually said this is before the concept of Davin's then even came.
No,
we
shit.
Said if we ever did a radio show. We should do a game called God or Lover.
Now here's the thing. And this is it, really.
We wound up doing a radio show. And
wow.
So here's the thing. So you have to guess whether it's God or Lover. The clips are very short. So say you guess first.
Okay.
I only have a couple seconds. Then I have to immediately guess. I can't wait to hear the rest of the thing. So you can really push the envelope.
It's got to be about God or a lover.
Yeah, it's either about our Lord and Savior or about somebody who makes you say, oh, God. It's one of those.
And this is all about country music.
I don't know. I don't know which.
Or just music in general?
Yeah, it's music.
You'll see.
All right. I found the theme song, as luck would have it.
Join us tonight on Davin's Den as we play a game to test our musical boundaries, to find out what the inspiration for a song was. So join us now. For God or Lover.
I don't even remember this one. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't remember that theme song. I might forget it all the time.
That's good stuff, man.
So I will play the songs. Joe has the answers.
Yeah. I do not.
So
isolate that.
If you think you can identify it, then by all means guess.
It has to be about God or a lover.
Yes.
All right, I can do this.
That is the thing. Okay. Here we go. Crank this up here. Hold on. All right.
Be with me. What a sad little girl. Her daddy drank all day and mommy did drugs.
It's a country song. Wow, it's tough. You play it backwards, his horse comes to life.
It's fucking over. It's stupid.
She'd watch the TV and sit there on the couch while her mom fell asleep and her daddy went out.
All right. Do you want me to play that again one more time?
No, I get the point. Some shit about a father.
You want to go? Yes.
Yeah, love her.
I'm gonna say God.
All right.
Okay, it's Davin about God.
Really?
It's Davin about God. Isolate
Davin about God. Wow.
All right, Joe, so you're keeping score, right?
That could be a book.
All right, so, all right, good. What was the name of that song, Joe?
That's This Little Girl by John Montgomery.
Rub a cheese grater on my balls. I hate country music. I can't do it.
You'll survive.
I can't do it. I can't. One of my kids listens to country music, too. I can't fucking take it. Really? I can't fucking take it. That's country music. Take a cheese grater to my nutsack. Sheesh.
You don't like Taylor Swift?
And no, any country music. I don't like any country music at all.
Okay. You don't like Shania Twain?
No.
What are you giving me this for? Stupid.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking throw the pen at you. Hope it sticks in your eye.
Absolutely not. You say it's a Slayer fan if you like Shania Twain,
enough
by the way.
You should be shot. Like it makes you a man or something.
Fucking Slayer.
Fucking relax. Relax, they're not going to come here and blow you.
Slayer.
Slayer rules.
Hell yeah, dude, it's fucking Slayer.
Alright, here we go. Trying to get the volume up on these, but I guess they were recorded at low volume.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'm going to distort them.
It's not a Metallica album, you'll be fine. Alright, here we go.
You've heard that I'm wild and I'm
Lover. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna. Russ and I are both down for Lover.
He's promising shit. He's trying to get laid.
Well, I can promise shit to God. Listen, God, listen. Whatever, I'll do whatever you want. Just let me make it to the bathroom before I shit myself. We promise things to God in moments, so it doesn't.
So you guys say that it was both Lover.
Yes.
Okay. The song is called "Forever Amen."
Oh wow, that's a fuck up.
Yeah, wait, okay. No, it's not. It's actually Lover.
Oh, is it? No way.
See, like that.
That's the beauty of this game. It's
fantastic.
It's tricky. Yeah.
Who's only that? Country music can fuck all this up.
Who's that by?
That's gonna be by. That's Randy Travis.
Randy Travis.
I know that name.
Okay, I said.
I know that name.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking popular.
See your song. So you this one.
See song. We're gonna skip.
Okay.
Because I only get the 16 seconds of it, and you said we need more of it.
Yeah, that tune. You want to blow your head off listening to that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now I know what I'm bringing with us to Pennsylvania. Yeah. Best trip ever.
Oh, my God.
All right. This is D, Joe. All right.
You. This is a love song.
This is Lover.
Yeah,
this is a love song. This is a classic song right here, done in a shitty country version.
Pretty much.
Lover. It is Lover. It is Lover.
Jeez, well, who is it, Joe? Talking to the microphone, please.
Oh, because I'm trying to keep score. It's Reba McEntire.
Okay,
I know that name. Oh,
the song is called "Only."
Is that
you.
The redhead chick?
Yes.
The flat ass. Yeah.
She had a TV show. She got
yeah. That's how I know.
Flat ass.
TV show. Channel 9 or something.
Channel 9. It's very specific to your region. Channel 9. For those keeping score at home, it's Channel 9.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that song I've actually heard before.
Yeah, that's old classic. Okay. Yeah. That's a classic. She just fucked it up.
She covered it.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it originally. I feel like it's a song from like the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, it's old school.
All right, Joe, this is
what
E.
What do we got?
So I am, what's the score, Joe?
You have 3, Russ has 2.
All right, very very nip and tuck.
Oh, nip and tuck.
This is E. Here we go.
Exactly how it's supposed to be. I'm right here. Can you hear my voice?
It's cathartic. They gotta be singing about God.
Now I'm going Lover on this.
Yeah.
So you're going God?
Yeah, it's a little self-purging over there.
Self-purging?
Yeah, it's kind of like they fucked their cousin. They're upset about it. I'm getting
really?
Yeah,
hey, good old cousin fucking
did it. Yeah, I'm getting it, man. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Okay, so you say God?
I say God. Yeah.
I say Lover.
And Lover. That would be God.
Look at that.
How is that about God?
You can just tell that it's sound.
That
upset.
Is new again about God. Brad Paisley and Sarah Evans on that song. All tied up. 3-3.
Fall nights. Yeah, me on. You got to do country.
Oh, fucking settle down.
It's the worst, man. I can't take it.
You'll survive.
I can't.
You'll survive.
I'd rather listen to Saint Anger backwards than listen to this shit.
Probably sound better.
Yeah, it would be with Lars' fucked up standard.
I hope Hillary runs again and she has a country band at her inauguration when she wins.
Oh, my God. And the balloon still won't fall.
No, they'll fucking launch. And just imagine everything you made up. A balloon launcher.
Funny.
All right.
The balloons.
F. I'm gonna go God.
He said at the same time, God.
God and God?
Yes,
God,
yeah.
God square, Joe.
She sounds like she's preaching about something. She didn't fuck her cousin. She's preaching about something.
Well, why can't you do both?
Yeah.
I feel you can.
You gotta dress for the occasion, though. I wanna go there.
Gentlemen are both right. That is about God.
There you go.
The song is called Lead Me Back to You. I don't know who in the hell sings this. I couldn't write the damn title.
You should have Shazammed it.
I didn't have time to shoot.
Follow the zombies.
Follow the zombies.
Follow the zombies.
To lead me back to you?
Yes.
Zombies.
All right. So we are tied up.
Tied up at four.
And we have 3 more to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is G for Joe.
About true love.
I'll go love too.
Oh,
You kind of rushed me on that one. I wanted to hear more.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to wear it out, but, you know, the rules are the rules.
She sounds like she's got the fuzzy, the warm fuzzy.
You gentlemen both said lover?
Yeah.
That is God.
Really?
God. Wow. You fucked us. He fucked us. Not you. He did. He forced the issue.
Country singing bitch. That's
the song is called "Bless This Broken Road." That's by Rascal Flatts.
Yeah,
that was a
Rascal
dude.
Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, well, Rascal Flatts, a bunch of them.
That wasn't a dude. That was singing.
Sounds like he got kicked in his Rascal Flatts.
It's unfortunate.
He got the cheese grater too.
All right, we both lost on that one. Good for you, Joe. You got us on that one. Should be very happy with yourself over there. Over there.
Over there.
He's over there. Come on now, you mother fudger. Play. Oh, what's going on here? What's going on? Here we go. All right. H.
I was just coasting, never really going anywhere. Caught up in a web, I was getting kind of used to staying there. And
all right, I'm going to love her. Love her. Yeah. Oh, you had to wait to the last one on that one. Because if she's falling for God, it's really creepy.
First of all, this is Nookie music.
God came in with his long flowing hair and his white outfit.
And whoever this is, she can't sing for shit either.
I didn't mind it.
Not as bad.
That was fine.
The song's called Butterflies. That song's by Missy Lancaster. That is about love. Love. Amore.
I had to wait to the last fucking second
that
on that
bad.
One.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
So, yeah, cats can fuck with better harmony.
Okay, then. All right.
Tied up.
This is it. Last one.
Let's do it. My horse died.
Ah, yeah, the guy knows the tune.
My truck broke down.
Sing my Sarah.
That was close. He said something about a halo and wings. I got to go with God.
All right, I'm a lover. I'll go lover.
Sounds like Bruce Springsteen.
We got a win here.
Okay, so we have a lover.
Thank God.
Okay.
Because here's my argument. Here's my reasoning. Okay. It'd be too obvious to say Halo.
I'm not thinking like Joe. Oh, you got the advantage.
Well, you should be happy about that.
I heard Halo and Wayne.
You might be right. I don't know. I don't have.
He sounds like Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen
grew up
in Coal Country.
Sneaky Pip do. They
fuck with you, right?
Yeah, they did little breadcrumbs that make you want to go right when it's really left.
Or just call me fucking Hansel.
Right. Well, the song's called Broken Halos, obviously. Halo's Angel.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just
Angel, the banjo opened for last week.
The song would be Lover. Lover.
Oh, Davin wins.
Davin wins. Score. Final score on this game would be Russ 5, Davin 6.
Wow, very competitive.
Gotta love her, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta love her.
Very good job, Joe. So how many did we whiff on? I mean, were there any that we... There was a couple that we just completely missed on. There was at least one.
I think there was one. I think the Rascal Flatts might have been that
Yes,
one.
Rascal Flatts.
But it's a very good game because basically when we were playing it, when we would go on the road, we played in a car, and then we really got involved in a car. You had seconds. You had 10 seconds to decide.
Really? Well, that's fun, man.
No, you didn't. Not initially. After the other person guessed.
I mean,
but then you got to know certain fucking stations. Like, all right, it's God station.
The Jesus Channel.
And you could only play that. You could only play that game when you like crossed into Pennsylvania. You know, and then further into the country.
God's a little harder to find here.
Yeah.
This is New York. He doesn't answer anymore.
Yeah. No, but it was a fun game.
You guys are fucked. There's nothing I can do to help you.
We got a road trip coming up. We could always do that. But now when I have like serious XM and shit, I'm like, there's just good tunes on.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not happy with my XM. I surf between the same four channels.
Right, but that's what you're paying for. Those four channels.
And I'm paying all this money, and what I do is I wind up getting frustrated because my musical tastes are very specific. And
they don't have the Slayer channel yet?
It's called Liquid Metal, but they just play on the bands I don't like. I'm not saying they got to play Slayer 24/7, but I wind up going and reaching in and putting in a CD. So I'm paying all this money.
You know, there's comedy stations, there's talk stations.
I know, I'm not into them. The comedy station, I tried
Stern?
A few times, actually. But it's hard laughing while driving. especially you know, the truck I drive, the traffic. I work in Jersey.
There's Howard Stern.
Now, I get it. When I drive, I like to listen to music, my music specifically.
I got you. Well, then it's not for you.
And I've had it for years. My God, I've had XM for shit. I had Sirius before it was Sirius XM, you know? Yeah, no shit. I'm one of those guys.
I find I'm like always like on the Pearl Jam channel.
And I still get fried. The song came on the other day, Yellow Ledbetter. And after 30 fucking years, I still don't know the lyrics to that song.
No, that's the thing about Pearl Jam.
I don't
every
get
song.
It.
Yeah, it's like, well I kind of like it, but I don't know what he's singing.
What was it, the letter G? I know, he could be telling you to fucking stick G. your dick in a blender and you wouldn't even know.
Here's the thing about Pearl Jam. They play a lot of the concerts, and I never wanted to see them in concert, but they sound really interesting in concert. Like, they're really engaged as opposed to, like, going to the script. So I was like, you know what, maybe I'd see Pearl Jam next time around. But I don't listen to my Pearl Jam CDs anymore because they're always on Sirius XM. Tom Petty I always got onto.
I can't do Tom Petty.
I didn't want to, when I got rid of my other truck.
I haven't listened to XM Sirius XM in over a year, and I was wondering if I could deal with it. And I'm like with regular radio. I don't mind regular radio.
You don't mind anymore?
I don't mind. I listen to Radio 710.
That's cool.
The morning, and there's a couple of good shows.
WOR.
WOR. I listen to. There's a money guy on Nihilek. I listen to while I'm coming home tonight. I listen to him.
Nihilek.
No. Oh God! What is?
It's like a comedy fan after the show. You were very funny. What's his name?
We're fucking up names all night. By the way,
this is why nobody moves up. Nobody can remember a goddamn name.
With the regular radio, there's nothing for me. What I used to do, and I stopped doing
pirate radio
over the years. No. I used to. I had my iTunes, and I would rip CDs.
Yeah, sure, you still can.
So I'd make my own playlist. I haven't seen a laptop with a CD burner.
Got to get an external one.
Not on. It's been about 10 years.
They're making the car stereos with that CD players now.
So the good news is a few of the bands that I listen to recently came out with new music over the past few years. So that's kept me content. But like I said, I'm paying all this money. There's nothing on regular radio for me. And I always wind up literally, you know, reaching into the console and pulling out a fucking CD anyway.
You know what I'm still listening to? Cassettes.
You got one hell of a cassette collection. I love it.
Oh, my CD collection is much larger.
Yeah. It's
but yeah, but I still listen to it all. I got the cassettes, the CD, and the Sirius XM and regular radio.
Yeah, the guy I listen to, like, on the money guy, Dave Ramsey. I listen to Dave Ramsey. Okay. You know, on the way home.
That you can fucking look up.
Yeah!
That he can figure out how to do.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey, you know, it's the good stuff. And then
the money guy. I don't have it.
I miss the old time radio show, and I bumped in. It's weird. On my AM, there's a Canadian station right by Toronto.
That's fantastic.
That comes in crystal clear.
At night.
What on do you get to
say? No, but that's how AM and FM work. Yeah. AM specifically.
It comes
at night.
And they play around between like 10 and 11. They play the old time radio shows.
You can't.
And I've caught in a couple of ones I used to listen to on XM.
That's funny stuff.
Yeah.
Canada. Really stuff. All right.
Yeah, go figure, eh?
Hysterical.
All right. Are you sticking around for the Afterbirth show?
What are you guys doing?
We're doing it right after this show. So that's why it's the Afterbirth show. We go on Facebook Live. We'll be doing the Santa Claus story.
Okay.
So do you want to stick around for that?
Yeah, we'll do the Santa story.
All right. We'll do that. So, but before that, we have to say thank you. So we want to thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, guys. That was fun.
Absolutely.
Is there
anything
you would like to say in this time?
Nah. Just let my bride know I'll be home soon after we talk about Santa Claus.
Okay. Joe?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets. Now, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also has the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what do we got cooking, babe?
February 7th, Joseph Anthony is your headliner.
Going to be a fantastic show. Joseph Anthony is one of the best. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey.
or learn more, call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Which one do you
just need? Just to add to that, best Ossobuco in New Jersey. I'm serious. Their Ossobuco is slamming.
Nice.
Pip does barnyard signs, right?
Yes.
All right. I'll be playing the part of Pip tonight without wetting everything. Barnyard Life.
Not going there.
Hysterical.
Not when you have to clean up. Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of Davin's Den crew. You can create custom wood signs and totally custom sayings, never an upcharge or a cover charge. You can come with your group to one of their three fabulous locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. You can celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just go out with the girls and get some wine. Their evenings are super fun. Their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art that you yourself created. Right now, they have a full line of, now they have winter and fall stuff. I don't know what they have, but. Well, they also have stuff for showers and weddings. And, of course, you know, it's a great time to buy something for Christmas or Hanukkah.
Good idea.
Good time to get a holiday.
I'll chew through this stupid.
I'm used to doing your read. I'm not used to doing her read.
It's time for Hanukkah.
You can order a sign online or you could go to the full effect. Join them at the workshop. Check up coming dates and register at BarnyardLaneDesignCo.com. That's BarnyardLaneDesignCo.com. Or call them at 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group would like to say hello to all the listeners of Davin's Den. At KGI, they start all new relationships in life and business by simply saying hello. Their company, KGI Design. Hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. The currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at KGIDesignGroup.com. Follow and like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtag /sayhello/davinsden to receive a special surprise. We're almost at the end of the year. How are we doing on things at the office? Were you supposed to get that PowerPoint presentation developed, that trade booth designed, the sales brochure completed? Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing social media campaign and a strategy to make all your branding cohesive. Visit them at KGIDesignGroup.com and mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Side-splitting productions for all of your entertainment needs pertaining to comedy. Still time at the last minute Christmas party, so go to davincomedy.com and email us or call us 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Joe?
Fragile Sky will be playing this December 21st. This is going to be Saturday. We're going to be part of the Don Jameson Christmas show at Blackthorn 51 over in Queens. We'll be going on at 8 o'clock, so come on out. That's Blackthorn 51, 80-12, 51st Avenue, Elmhurst, New York. Go on my page if you need tickets, or go on their website to get tickets. It's going to be a great night of rock, good Christmas party there as well.
Is Don's band playing?
No, Don doesn't have a band.
I thought he had a band.
No, he hosts, he was on that metal show.
No, I know what he did. I thought he also had a band.
No, he doesn't have a band.
Well, who else is playing?
We have Christopher J., Carl Sett, Alien Moment, Later Picture Show, Offensive.
I've heard enough. All right, go see Fragile Sky.
You asked.
I thought there was like some. I thought there was like some other like a band that I might have heard of.
It's gonna be a long night.
Yeah, Fragile Sky.
Besides that, what time's the night start?
Show starts at 7 p.m. Doors open 7 p.m. We're going on around between 8 and 9. So come on out.
How long's your set?
We're doing 30. There you
go.
Set, yeah.
Go see Fragile Sky. Go see Joe.
Thank you.
December 24th, Christmas Eve through January 5th, I'll be working at Joker's Wild Comedy Club at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. So if you happen to be down there.
Yeah, just stop in.
If you are down there. Definitely, man. Every show is 9:30 p.m. Only nights where they don't have shows on Monday. nights, and they don't have shows on New Year's Eve, so I will be at the beach watching fireworks.
Nice.
But yeah, so I actually get, like, it's very rare down there. I actually get 2 days off back to back. That never happens. It only happens on New Year's Eve.
To hang out, right? That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's cool. So hang out. Be fun. All right. This is the last show of the year. We will be returning January 7th, 2020.
Oh, all right.
Hopefully with the whole cast and crew. Hopefully nobody gets sick. We are recovered, refurbished, renewed, rejoiced.
Hungover.
Hopefully we'll get that list of the words. It was like doing that, the words that get eliminated every year.
Yeah.
And we will have a brand new Scammers.
Nice.
I believe.
Mr. Diamond.
No, that's Ann Jackson. She's done. I believe we will go with Mary from Claverland to start the Scamming Scammer. So that's what we will do next year. Very excited to get that underway. But yeah, right now we're going to do the Afterbirth show. Joe is a Santa Claus. You have any Santa Hell stories for us this year?
Yeah, just a couple.
Don't do them now, because we're going to say goodbye now. I wanted you to do it early, but we got talking about Metallica.
So what'd you ask for?
Something to whet the appetite for when we come back.
I got you.
And to Santa.
So I know to leave some space for us to talk about the Santa Hell gigs. That's always holiday cheer. I wanted to do it tonight, but you guys decided to talk about Distortion, rock producers, and bass players.
I think it was
awesome stuff,
nice.
Man.
It's good stuff.
Not better than a Santa Hell gig.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than a Santa Hell gig. But anyway, Santa. Real or cyber? We will discuss. But that is it for 2019. It has been a fun year.
Yes.
Russ, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yes, pal.
Go to Facebook Anytime, Live. Joe. We will be up there very shortly. Davin's Den Facebook Live. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.